morning. Welcome to Glenshaw Valley. Just a few announcements this morning. There's many in the bulletin, so please read those. I won't read them to you, but I will highlight some of the ones that I personally think are most important. You may disagree. Lots of announcements from the deacons. The deacons are doing back-to-school drive, and there's a list on the back table of supplies that they need to make back-to-school kits. There's also the food drive table in the back, so deacons are collecting food for the local food bank. Also, deacons are sponsoring, it's a Deacon Sunday, deacons are sponsoring the annual Pig Roast Fellowship, which is the 15th, so that's 3 weeks from today. Please mark your calendars. Also, there's a sign-up sheet in the back for side dishes and compliments to the pig. If anybody would be willing to bring something, please sign that sheet so that we know what kind of food we're going to have for the pig roast, other than pig. And I think that pretty much takes care of the deacons, except for the fact that they're meeting in the library after church today, so next week there will probably be more from the deacons.
Hallelujah.
No, really.
No, sorry.
Also, the deacons just want us to know, this is a little on the more serious side. John and Agnes Irwin are in need of transportation to church on Sunday mornings. Their daughter, who lives in Chicago, has asked if any of our members would be able to bring her parents to church. They do live in McKees Rocks, so it's a little bit of a drive, and she did indicate that there would be some reimbursement for mileage or gas if anyone is able to do that. So if you are able to do that regularly or for special occasions or once a month or whenever you think that you would be able to commit to doing that, please reach out to Kathy or any of the other deacons and let them know so that we can coordinate that and help get John and Agnes here to church on Sundays. Other announcements, there's, again, the information about the monthly luncheons. The good news is the women have decided to go forward with the monthly luncheons this year, starting in September. The bad news is we're still in need of a little bit of help, and we're a little bit shaky on whether or not we're going to be able to execute this like we have in the past. So please read the kind of help that we need, and if there's any kind of help that you think that you can give to those monthly events, that would be appreciated. And last but certainly not least, we welcome Betty Angelini today. Betty is from Camp Crestfield, so many of you know her from that setting. She also has been here with us before, but it's been a while. So Betty has come to us all the way from Slippery Rock, so we really thank her for that. That's a little bit of a hike on a Sunday morning. So I will let you read her bio, and I'm sure she'll tell you a little bit more about things that are going on with her this morning. So welcome, Betty.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good morning. It's always great to be here. I feel like you're my family. Whenever June and I go out and about to the Pirate Games or to Jimmy Wan's for lunch, she is always talking about her family here at Glenshaw Valley. And then I see my new special friends, Maddie and Miles, over there, and it is great to see you too, especially with your Crestfield t-shirts on. Now it is time for us to worship the Lord, and we have been doing that. Oh my goodness, you have been doing that already with your community building activities and your conversations. But let us come to worship the Lord together. Sing to God, O kingdom of the earth.
Sing praises to the Lord.
Proclaim the power of God.
Whose majesty is over Israel.
You are awesome, O God, in your sanctuary. The God of Israel gives power and strength to God's people.
Praise be to God.
Let us now worship God, our Creator, Redeemer, and Sustainer. Let us sing together a really oldie but goodie, How Great Thou Art. My friends, if you think we haven't sinned, well, you are so wrong. Each one of us has. But here's the really good news. We can take our confession to God, both as a community and individually, and God will hear it. Let us pray together the prayer of confession listed in the bulletin. Almighty and wonderful God, we come before you filled with sorrow for our actions and inactions. We have neglected to look at your creation and see your work of beauty and wonder. We look and see only a creation that can serve us without showing respect and love for you and all that you have done with and through this creation. We forget how you call us to be in covenant with you. When we break that covenant, we break promises with all that you have created. Relatives, neighbors, and the earth, life itself. Please forgive us for all our sins. As you know us and search us, Lord, you know what they are. Even if they are just groans in our heart, hear them, Lord, and forgive us. Please instill in each of us a new awe and wonder for you. Please provide us with the awe and wonder of grace and healing through Jesus Christ. Please empower us with the awe and wonder of the Holy Spirit to go out into the world seeking justice, loving and practicing mercy, and walking humbly with you, O God. Amen. Friends, hear the really good news. Through the power and love shown by Christ on the cross, we are all forgiven. We are each a new creation, filled with awe and wonder and love to share with the world. Let us be at peace as we know that we are forgiven. And because we are each forgiven, let us extend Christ's peace to our neighbor, sharing our awe and wonder for our triune God. The peace of Christ be with you.
And also with you.
Declare together what we believe in as found in the Apostles' Creed. And since it's not on the screen, if you need to look, it's at the back of your hymnal. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From then he come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Please take this time to greet your fellow members here and family members. Yes, hallelujah.
Good morning, church family. Today I'd like to share with you one of my favorite songs because it tells the story of God's grace. Grace is undeserved favor. It is undeserved love, It is undeserved status to be called the child of a king. And it's undeserved redemption. But God loved us from the beginning. And through His grace, He's offered unconditional love. He's accepted us as His child. And He's provided a path to redemption. God's grace is never ending. And it's offered for free to those who will accept it. My prayer for you, dear church family, is that one day we will stand together in that glorious heaven that God is preparing, and we will praise His name forever. Amen.
Irresistible and free. Oh, the miracle of mercy. Jesus reaches down to me. God of grace, I stand in wonder as my God restores my soul. His own blood has paid my ransom. Awesome cause to make me whole. God of grace, who loved and knew me long before the world began, sent my Savior down from heaven, perfect God and perfect man. God of grace, I trust in Jesus, I'm accepted as His own. Every day His grace sustains me as I lean on Him alone. Forgiven and secure. All my fears are now confounded, and my hope is ever sure. God of grace, now crowned in glory, where one day I'll see Your face, and forever I'll adore You in Your everlasting grace. When we've been there 10,000 years, bright shining as the sun, we've no less days to sing God's praise than when we'd first begun. God of grace, now crowned in glory, where one day I'll see Your face, and forever I'll adore You. In Your everlasting grace, amen.
came up, we prayed that it would just be perfect and that God would use it as the sermon. And you know, I believe that God answers prayers, and here is an example of that, right? It was beautiful. Thank you. Our responsive reading this morning comes from number 635 in the back of the hymnal. It's Christ's incarnation. Thanks be to God that we have a God that cared so much for us, that came to earth in the shape of humanity. Let us read responsively. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. All things were made through him, and without him was not anything made that was made. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it.
There was a man sent from God, whose name was John.
He came for testimony, to bear witness to the light, that all might believe through him.
He was not the light, but came to bear witness to the light.
The true light that enlightens every man was coming into the world. He came to his own home, and his own people received him not.
But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God.
Who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God.
And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, full of grace and truth. We have beheld his glory.
Thanks be to God.
Good morning.
Good morning.
We have several prayer requests. We have a prayer request for God's wonderful grace. Promise that the Almighty Lord gave us another wonderful day yesterday for the third annual Memorial Choir outing. And that's from Kathy, and apparently they had a great time from what I heard talking in the back. Another one from Kathy for two very close friends. Prayer that although the Lord tests us in different situations, that you may have to tear down and rebuild and share. Prayer that faith and friendships will go on through all hardships. Another prayer for Tina, prayer that she finds a meaningful job and situations in her life to improve her faith, hope, and prayer, also health issues that may be resolved. A prayer for Tyler, someone having a baby went through early labor, 32 weeks, contractions were stopped at the hospital, and prayers for a safe delivery. Prayer for Barb Warson. She fell and broke her leg. She has two rods put in, and she's having severe osteoarthritis, it looks like, and prayer for pain relief and to maintain independence after her recovery. Prayer for Sandy Hess, for her several special friends and her family to accept the way the Lord is intervening and problems that hopefully have a positive outcome. And a prayer for Johanna, which I believe is Meg Soso's niece, and she's having a heart procedure on the 22nd. We pray that comes out with no problems. And a prayer for Tina, she's having possible kidney problems. Pray that all those who can't be with us today, who are traveling and enjoying this weather, have safe trips where they're going and a safe trip back to the Glenshaw Valley home.
Thank Thank you so much for all of those. Does anybody have anything else that the Spirit is moving them to say? Let us come together in a time of prayer. Holy and wonderful God, you have blessed us with so many things. You have blessed us with the beauty of your creation. You have blessed us with the family and community of this church family. You have blessed us with friends. You have blessed us with your word. You have blessed us with Jesus, who came to earth as one of us. And Lord, we just give thanks for that and for the amazing grace that is provided to us through Christ. That amazing grace that Shawnee so wonderfully and amazingly sang to us. We give you thanks for all of these things, Lord. But we come before you also because our hearts weigh heavy with concerns for our friends and for our family. We ask you, Lord, for you to provide through your power healing and reconciliation. We pray for faith and friendship through hardship. We pray for Tina, Lord. May you grant her not only health restoration, but also healing of her faith. We pray for Tyler. We pray for that dear pregnant woman, 32 weeks. We give you thanks that the labor was stopped, but we ask, Lord, that you continue to be with mom and with baby. And may the delivery come safely. May the baby be born just so healthy. We pray for Barb, Lord. We ask that you help in the healing of her fractured leg, that you give pain relief, and that you help her to maintain her independence despite this fractured leg. We pray for Sandy. We pray that you heal her heart so that she can accept the interventions that are provided by you, Lord. We pray for Johanna. Dear Father, we ask that you be present while she has her heart procedure, that you give guidance to the hands of the physicians and wisdom to them, and just be with all of those that will care for her so that she can continue to recover. We pray for Tina and the issues with her kidney, Lord, and ask that you place a healing hand on her. We pray for Pastor Leonard. Give him time of rest. Soothe his soul. Heal his body so that when he returns from his Sabbath, he remains and continues to be on fire for you, Lord, and share that just the love that he has for you with the rest of us. We pray for a dear son and friend who is moving, John. May you just be with him and Alicia as they pack up their stuff and they go to a new place and John begins a new job. Lord, there are things on our hearts that we can't even put into words, but you know what they are, Lord, and we ask that you hear those things. We know, Lord, that you make all things new, and we look forward with joyful anticipation to how all this newness will occur as the school year begins. Thank you, God, for all that you do with us, for us. Help to transform our hearts so that we may give back to you unceasingly. And let us now pray together as a community the prayer that you taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts,
as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
As we come and prepare our hearts to hear the word of the Lord, let us sing together the hymn of preparation. This is My Father's World. It's number 58. Time together this morning, we have given thanks over and over again for all that God has given to us. God's creation, our community, our family, and now it is our time to give back to the Lord that which has been given to us. So please give to the Lord, give generously, give with a happy heart. God loves a cheerful giver.
Thank you. temptation, we are told in Ephesians. And so now, Lord, we ask that you bless this offering and that you just do those awesome and wonderful things with it, things that we can't even imagine that will come forth from this giving back to you. Thanks be to God for all that you do for us. And bless this offering. In your precious Son's name we pray. Amen.
We have two scripture readings this morning. And the first one is from the Old Testament. It comes from Genesis 15. Listen and hear about the amazing things that God can do. After these things, the word of the Lord came to Abram in a vision. Fear not, Abram, for I am your shield. Your reward shall be very great. But Abram said, O Lord God, what wilt thou give me, for I continue childless, and the heir of my house is Eleazar of Damascus. And Abram said, Behold, thou hast given me no offspring, and a slave born in my house will be my heir. And behold, the word of the Lord came to him, This man shall not be your heir. Your own son shall be your heir. And he brought him outside and said, Look toward the heaven and number the stars, if you are able to number the stars. Then he said to him, So shall your descendants be. And he believed the Lord, and he reckoned it to him as righteousness. And he said to him, I am the Lord who brought you from the Ur of Chalcedonians to give you this land and to possess. And the Lord, and thanks be to God. I'm sorry, this is a different translation than what I'm used to reading. So thanks be to God for this holy word, this translation. And then we're going to read from the New Testament, Mark chapter 6, verses 45 through 52. Now, the Lord has just done an amazing thing. He took 5 loaves of bread and 2 fishes and fed 5,000 men plus the women and children. And you'd think that would be enough. But here I have another amazing story right after that. Immediately, Jesus made his disciples to get into the boat and go before him to the other side, to Bethsaida, while he dismissed the crowd. And after he had taken leave of them, Jesus went up on the mountain to pray. And when evening came, the boat was out on the sea, and he was alone on the land. And he saw that they were making headway painfully, for the wind was against them. And about the 4th watch of the night, Jesus came to them, walking on the sea. He meant to bypass them, but when they saw him walking on the sea, they thought it was a ghost and cried out, for they all saw him and were terrified. But immediately Jesus spoke to them and said, Take heart, it is I. Have no fear. And he got into the boat with them, and the wind ceased. And they were utterly astounded. They were amazed, for they did not understand about the loaves. Their hearts were hardened. Thanks be to God for this, his holy word. Let us pray. Holy and gracious God, we come before you thankful for your word. We have opened the Bible and read those words. Now open our hearts, Lord, and let us hear what you want us to hear. Transform us, Lord. Amen. Well, greetings to you again in the name of our Lord and Savior Christ Jesus on behalf of Pittsburgh Presbytery and the Crestfield staff and the Crestfield ministry team. As always, it is such a delight to be here with you this morning. I love getting the email saying, Leonard's on vacation, can you come? I'm glad that Leonard's on vacation. I'm glad that I get to come. Ooh. Thank you all of you for your heartfelt support of Crestfield Camp and Conference Center, your Camp and Conference Center up in Slippery Rock. Thank you for your prayers. Thank you for sending two wonderful campers to us this summer. We had Miles and Madeline Baldwin with us this summer, and they were a great part of our community week number 6 up there at camp. It was wonderful having them. You really should be very proud of them. They know a lot. They are God's children. You know, up near Slippery Rock by Crestfield last week was one of the greatest fireworks displays ever. Maybe you saw about it on the news. It was a week-long exhibition. Every night there was fireworks, and each night fireworks got better than the night before. The police put signs on Route 79 because people were stopping on the sides of the roads to look at the fireworks. So when that happened, then people were parking in cornfields to look at fireworks. Every night there was a huge bang, bang. One night I thought, oh my goodness, what is this? And I am sure there were lots of oohs and ahs after each one of those bangs. Fireworks, a beautiful bride, a rainbow, the hallelujah chorus. Hearing that the Pirates have won another and may not have a losing season. Looking at that beautiful baby over there and the love in mom's and grandmom's eyes. Doesn't that just bring ooh and awe right from the depths of your souls? These experiences provoke the sense of joyful awe or amazement or wonder. Ordinary events of everyday life can be particularly eliciting these feelings of awe and wonder in children. I remember when my sons oohed in awe over blowing bubbles, when they oohed in awe over the waves in the ocean, when they oohed and awed over playing that simple game of hide and seek. Peek-a-boo, peek-a-boo. Curiosity is piqued about the novel and the unexpected. This powerful phenomena promotes the development of imagination, of memory, and even of spiritual growth. In such a time of technology in which we live with our iPads and iPhones and cell phones and Kindles, no matter our age, all of us need some awe and wonder in our lives. We think that as humans, we are dominant and we're in control. Awe and wonder can help us to realize the presence of God in our lives. With awe and wonder, there is the comprehension that there really is a God, and that God is bigger than us, all sovereign, all knowing, full of amazing grace that Shawnee sang about, and that God is the only source of power in our lives. With these realizations, we may even desire a deeper, fuller relationship with our triune God. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. The Bible is full of stories of awe and wonder. And oftentimes these stories of awe and wonder happen in the outdoors. God's creation is an amazing place and space where wonder and awe just happen so spontaneously. Imagine in the Old Testament passage that we just read. Imagine the awe and wonder that Abraham experiences. Abraham's an old man without any children. And children were a blessing that carried on the family name and participated in the family's business. Children were necessary to help support the family's daily needs. And not having any children was dishonoring. And here is poor old Abraham without any descendants. So imagine being told by God that children will come to a barren wife, a wife who is at least 80 years old.
Not that she is, but June, can you imagine having children right now? She's not that old, though. Children whose numbers will be more than the stars. Can you just imagine that? Having children lay on their backs during evening worship, looking up at the stars, seeing how many stars there are, how far away yet how bright, helps the child realize how bountiful are God's blessings. How huge God is to create all those stars. How much love God had for Abraham to bless him, not only with the view of the stars, but with descendants that outnumber all of those stars. When was the last time you looked up at the stars in awe and wonder? And just thank God for all of God's blessings in your life. I think, Miles, we did that at camp. Did you go out into the big field one night and we looked around? I'm not asking you to get down on the grass and look around. But just bend your head up some night and look and see all those stars. Looking and being in awe and wonder, it can be a life-changing experience. Now, imagine in the New Testament passage that we just read that Jesus is walking on the water. And imagine the awe and wonder that the disciples experienced. Stranded out on the middle of the lake with the wind blowing hard can be a frightening experience. Working with the oars, and I forgot the oar that I brought. Working with the oars, rowing and rowing and not getting anywhere is scary. Imagine your fright intensifying as what appears to be a ghost walks across the water. No, wait, it's a man. It's a man walking on the water. Well, hey, look, it's Jesus. Jesus is actually walking on the water. He's coming closer and closer. He's turning toward the disciples. He's getting in the boat with the disciples. And he's telling them, don't be afraid. And as he gets into the boat, the winds calm. The disciples were amazed, filled with awe, wondering, how could this be? The scriptures tell us that those disciples didn't get it when Jesus had just fed those 5,000 men plus the women and children. So imagine and wonder just how amazed and awed they were to have seen Jesus walking on the water. Oh, come on, they had to get it now. Their awe and wonder had to lead to their understanding of just who Jesus was. Jesus was the Son of God. Campers and retreaters can be amazed when they are able to float a canoe on the creek or the lake. Maybe they're amazed to just swim in the pool. They are certainly amazed even to take a walk in the creek. But a man actually walking on the water, imagining how much Jesus cared about the disciples to walk on the water, to climb into the boat and calm the water is just unbelievable. Imagining in awe and wonder stretches our faith, helps us to realize how immense, how big God's love is for us. Do you really realize how deep God's love is for you? John Calvin is certainly right when he writes in the Institute that the Lord rendered many things attractive to us. It is through this rendering that we experience awe and wonder, and we can know of God and feel God's presence with us. It is experiencing the light of the morning sunshine breaking through the darkness of night that we have a general revelation of God. It is by hearing, feeling, seeing the water flow over the rock in the creek that we can sense the presence of God. It is by seeing the deer running through the field that we feel God with us.
Just yesterday morning, afternoon, my husband and I were sitting out on our new porch, and across the road was a baby deer and two little Bambis running behind it. Oh, thank you, Jesus, for that. It is by watching the sunset with all the colors of the rainbow unfolding that we can have that aha moment that God is present with us and is a personal God for us in all of God's goodness. It is through experiencing God's creation that we can know of God and draw closer to God. This past summer, on several occasions, I had the pleasure and the joy to lead the Friday Bible study. Our passage for that day were selected verses from Ephesians. It's verses where Paul is telling Christians how to live a life worthy of God's calling. They really are deep words that require thought and introspection and time with God to understand them. Time with God to realize how one's own life needs to change to live into those words. I was with a bunch of seventh graders, and after we read the passage, the youth went off for 20 minutes of silence with God, to listen for God and to be with God. When we came back together to debrief this time of silence, I was amazed at how many of the youth were just in awe about God's creation after spending only 20 minutes in silence. At first, there were bugs and insects that were all around them, and they were seen as nuisances that just had to be swatted away. But within that 20 minutes, silently those nuisance bugs became intricate works created by God. The previously disturbing noise of birds chirping in the background, well, in that 20 minutes with God, became a soothing symphony to the soul. Awe and wonder abounded in these youth with just 20 minutes of silence, alone time with God in God's creation. Life can be overwhelming. None of us can deny that. Obligations and responsibilities to work, to school, to church can come tumbling down upon us. We too can feel that we are out there right in the middle of that lake, late at night, rowing, 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 and not getting anywhere. But taking the time to wonder and to stop and to look for Jesus can provide true healing for each of our souls. Being in awe about all that God has done for us provides a healing balm that draws us closer to Christ. Looking up and seeing an immense amount of stars in amazement and wonderment can lift away that sense of feeling overwhelmed. We all need the opportunity to get away to the mountaintop, just as Jesus did. Just as Maddie and Miles did. It's time to soak in God's creation. And then, just as Jesus and the disciples continued their ministry of healing and teaching when they landed and anchored at Gennesaret after that tumultuous night on the lake, so we have to come back to our own ministry at work, at home, at school, and in the community. And be more vibrant. And what happens when we get home? God is going to use us. Some way, somehow, God is going to use us. God will use the gifts that God has given to us, and God will use us. God will then send us out into our communities with the vibrancy that we left the mountaintop with, and use us to transform and change others. I mean, look. God used a barren old woman and her old, impatient, disbelieving husband and created descendants more numerous than the stars. God used those disciples who were rowing, rowing, rowing to nowhere, and they became apostles and spread the good news of the gospel to so many. In both passages, we are reassured. In both passages, God tells us not to be afraid.
God the Father in the Old Testament passage proclaims to Abraham, "Don't be afraid." Jesus the Son tells the disciples, "Don't be afraid." Do not be afraid. Imagine that. These words are real and awesome and wonderful. "Don't be afraid" were words that God made real to Abraham as he fathered a nation and explored many lands. "Don't be afraid" were powerful words that the disciples lived by after Jesus left them. So, as we prepare to leave this place, to go out into the community, out into our world, let us not only imagine God's words to us, "Don't be afraid," but let us know that God's words are real, that God is with us now and forever. So that filled with awe and wonder, we can serve the Lord in the mission fields of our communities, sharing the love of Christ to all. And that sharing should bring a huge, to God and to all. To God be the glory forever and ever. Amen and amen. As a hymn of response, let us stand together and sing joyfully, with awe, amazement, and wonderment, "The Trees of the Field." It was great. My friends, depart now in peace, for your eyes have seen the salvation which God has prepared for all people. Grow in strength, in wisdom, and wonder, bringing forth a harvest of righteousness and praise. May God smile upon you this week and make you strong and wise. May Christ Jesus and his humble birth fill you with awe and wonder. And may the Holy Spirit open your eyes to the presence of God's Messiah. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and give you grace. May the Lord turn his face to the left and give you peace. In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen.